This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But it is time to hear from many of the voices you're familiar with from this radio station all day long, as well as some of the members of the Commanders beat, to see who they predict Washington will take at 29.
Hey, it's B. Mitch, and with the 29th pick, the Washington Commanders take James Pierce Jr., outside rusher, University of Tennessee. This kid is outstanding at the pass rush, but people keep saying he has problems. If a traffic incident is a problem with a 21-year-old, I'm crazy. Go Vols!
Hey, this is Bobby Blanco of MassinSports.com, and with the 29th pick in the NFL draft, the Washington Commanders will select Donovan Ezeraku, defensive end, Boston College. I think DQ and EP value defense, and after the showing in the NFC Championship game, they're going to restock that defensive line and give Jaden Daniels some more protection on the defensive side of the ball.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders will select defensive end Donovan Ezeraku out of Boston College. 16.5 sacks last year at BC. I would think Adam Peters and company are going to be thrilled if he's still on the board at 29. Look, we know that defense is a major need for the Commanders. Pass rush especially. Dante Fowler departs in the offseason. He signs with the division rival, with the Dallas Cowboys. So, look, they need to find sacks somewhere, and where better than at the end of the first round at the 29th pick. A guy who's a little bit undersized. That could be concerning at 6'2 and 250, but you would think Dan Quinn and Joe Witt are going to find the best way to make him productive in this Commanders defense. He could be a liability against the run, but look, you're picking him to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks, not to bring down opposing ball carriers. So with the 29th pick, Donovan Ezeraku goes off the board. This is your personnel expert, Cakes from the Junkies, weighing in.
Hey, this is Chick Hernandez from WSA9 Sports. The Washington Commanders with the 29th pick in the first round select nobody. Adam Peters will trade that pick back and get a second and third round pick, because someone in that first round is in desperate need of a quarterback. And Adam Peters, as sly as he's been, will accrue another pick and start to build the pieces to another fantastic puzzle for the Washington Commanders.
Hey, this is Darius Dameron, producer for The Grant and Danny Show. And with the 29th pick in tonight's NFL draft, I believe the Washington Commanders will select an offensive weapon and go with Ohio State wide receiver Emeka Ebuka. I think the team's definitely going to look to prioritize getting Jaden Daniels weapons. And while running back could be one of those options, I think they'll wait until later on in the draft to address that. I know defense is a big priority. I think that'll be the priority round two and beyond. I think early in the draft, they're going to get a wide receiver two for their guy, Jaden Daniels. I've got Emeka Ebuka coming to the Commanders.
What up? It's JP Finley from B. Mitch and Finley with the number 29 pick in the 2025 NFL draft. I'm really exaggerating my 20s for Danny. The Washington Commanders will select Travion Henderson, running back out of Ohio State. I think the biggest priority for Washington is to trade back if they can't do it. I think it means there's been a run on the pass rushers and corners they like. Maybe they take the cornerback out of ECU, but I could see Henderson happening.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, Washington selects Jahdae Barron, cornerback, Texas. Love this guy, the versatility. He's played outside, he's played inside, he's played safety at times. He's a playmaker, he's come up big for Texas in some of their biggest games, both Georgia games last year. The one thing about him, he's a bit undersized. He's got shorter arms, but I think his high football IQ, which people rave about, more than makes up for it. I think he'll be the best player on the board. If he's on the board, that's a big if, but that's my prediction. Jahdae Barron, Texas cornerback.
Hey, this is Liam Griffin with the Washington Times, and with the 29th pick, the Commanders will make a trade. They're going to trade back into the second round. Cleveland Browns are going to come up, draft Shedeur Sanders.
All right, guys, with the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Donovan Ezeraku, edge rusher from Boston College. 6'2 and a half, 247 pounds, some say a little undersized, but how about this? Big enough to be a first-team All-American, ACC Defensive Player of the Year, second in all of the FBS with 16 and a half sacks, 20 tackle for losses, 3 forced fumbles, over 60 pressures. Give me all of that. Let's make that Commanders defense great again. I'm racing to the podium to select Ezeraku with the 29th pick if he's there.
Hey, this is Mitch Tischler with Monumental Sports. And with the 29th pick, the Washington Commanders will select Shamar Stewart, edge rusher from Texas A&M University.
Hey, this is Nick Ackridge of PFF, and with the 29th pick, the Commanders will select Maxwell Hairston, cornerback from Kentucky.
This is Ryan Clary of the Grant and Danny program, and with the 29th overall pick, the Washington Commanders will select running back Travion Henderson. They need a home run hitter, and I think they're going to get one tonight at number 29 overall.
Hey, this is Sam Fortier with the Washington Post, and with the 29th pick, the Commanders will select Ohio State receiver Emeka Ebuka.
Hello, everybody. This is Scott Abraham from ABC7 with the 29th overall pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. The Washington Commanders select Donovan Ezeraku, edge rusher, Boston College. Listen, the Commanders desperately need somebody that can rush the quarterback. No more Dante Fowler Jr. They need some depth. They need somebody that can get their hands on the quarterback, make them uncomfortable in the pocket. And Ezeraku, he's done it in college at a high level. He led the nation in sacks per game last year. High character guy, big motor. I think he's a perfect fit with the burgundy and gold. Welcome to Washington, Donovan Ezeraku.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, Linnell Willingham of 106.7, the Fan, picking for the Washington Commanders, takes Boston College edge rusher Donovan Ezeraku. Throughout this entire process, he's been one of my favorite cats. He comes in immediately and can help you. The thing I love about Ezeraku, it kind of fits the other moves that Washington made, bringing in more of some run-stopping defensive linemen. He's a pure pass rusher that's going to go chase the quarterback.
So there you go, your predictions for draft night for the Commanders, tallying them up as they went. 6 Donovan Ezeraku selections.
That's the most common.
Then 2 trade out of the first round. They don't make a first round pick tonight. 2 for Travion Henderson at running back. 2 for Emeka Ogbuka at wide receiver. And then individual selections for James Pierce, the edge. Jahdae Barron would be awesome, the corner from Texas. Shamar Stewart, another edge. And Maxwell Hairston, who's a blazingly fast corner. So overall, we got 8 different choices made, and many of them doubled up.